This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey Robert, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Just first on team news, as well as Martha Thomas, she was an early exit from the United game. Just a prognosis on her?
Yeah, I mean, we took no chances when she felt something in the game, so we took her off. She was a part of the training today. Then we see if it's possible to play her on Sunday or if she needs to rest one game. So we will know that on Saturday. Celine, some issues with her foot, so she will probably not be in the squad this week, but hopefully back in training next week. And Drew Spence, also a little bit of a feeling during the game, so we will have to wait and see on Saturday if she's ready for this week or start training next week.
And I just wanted to ask about the United game. Obviously Grace wasn't in the squad, but Matilda Wimberg got a start. She was involved in both of the goals. What have you made of that performance, as well as how she's progressed since joining the club in January?
Yeah, I think her journey this 3 months has been brilliant, actually, because the first month she was new and she didn't really have the self-confidence to do the stuff I know that she can. And she grown into it, and then she have trained hard and taken the minutes she got, and she did a good start against Leicester in the league. And then now I think she was one of the best players on the field, and not only being good, she also create points for the goal scorings. And I think I'm very happy with that, especially when we cannot use other players. So this is the competition we want to have, and this is the journey we're going to have with young players who can grow into it and actually be really good players in this league.
And just the last one from me, Robert, on Brighton. Obviously, Mikey Harris has stepped into Brighton at an interesting time with the departure of Mel Phillips. What have you made of their season, and what have you made of him?
I mean, I think they were quite good before that as well. So changing coach there was probably a decision built on something I don't know about. But I think he's coming in and they play a really good football, and they try to have a football I like to see. They play with a lot of confidence. But you also see them are new with some relations and some struggles. So I think we have a good chance to have a good game. But I am also like very much knowing that if they have a good day, we're going to have a tough game. So we need to make sure we are sharp.
Thanks, Robert. Good luck.
Cheers.
James.
Hello, Robert.
Hi.
Obviously a disappointing late equaliser against United on Sunday. However, big contrast to the reverse fixture earlier this season. What's been the reaction with your players to the performance and the result, and how's morale in the squad?
I think we were very disappointed directly after the game, of course. Not only on the goal, I think the second half we became very low. We didn't really nail the press and we couldn't really have the build-up we wanted to have. So it's a mixture of the performance and, of course, that they scored. Then when you just come back to the training ground and you realise that you had almost 3 points, but you get 1 point away against Man United, then you realise it's quite good result and it's a quite good performance overall. And it's a lot of good stuff in the second half, how we defend together, how we box defend and so on. We lost the other game 4-0, so it's a big step there. So I think we realised that we're taking steps. We realised that we can compete against the top teams. It's nice to know before the final that we had this kind of a game where we know that we can both dictate part of the games, but also we need to make sure we can defend some part of the game. But overall, a good feeling, because you need to summarise it, what it is, and I think we did a good performance.
And with Brighton on Sunday, the away fixture there was right at the beginning of your time at the club. It was your first away win in the WSL. I was wondering, how do you reflect on the growth since then, both on and off the pitch, and the difference between coming into this fixture as opposed to the away one?
I mean, I think that was one of the first games of the season. Nobody expected us to win that game. Nobody saw us as favorites in that game. We had taken steps, both in them and new players as well during the Christmas window. And I think now, I kind of hope that people think that we are the favorites for this game, because we want to be a team that are a top team. So I hope that people feel that. But I have enormous respect that Brighton actually have some really good players. And to say that we want to be a favorite in one game, then we also need to show that we can deal with that. So it's let's see if we can actually dictate the game at our home stadium against Brighton. But on the other hand, they're used to a few spots below us in the table, so it's going to be an even game, of course. But I like the journey we have done, and I think we are ready to play some really good football against Brighton.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Okay, Julia.
Just on that last note about the reverse fixture, so you guys won 3-1, but that was all the way back in October. You've talked about all the players you've added and the progress you've made. So how much can you really take from that reverse fixture and bring it here to this one?
Nothing really. I mean, it's so long time ago, and they have changed coach. We have changed personnel. So we don't really look any clips from that game. We look at how they played the last few games, how we have played the last few games, what we need to improve in our game. So that game is kind of history, so we don't really need to do it. But we have good feelings from it. We have a few happy goal scorers from that game I can remember as well. So we, of course, know that we did a good game against them, but this so far, you know, so long time ago. So we're going to make sure we have a good game plan and that we take the steps according to the Man United game and what we need to improve for this week.
And then back to the Man United game. What were the biggest takeaways that you're going to take to the final in a couple weeks?
I think you can see some of the players are in a really good shape right now. Jessica Nass is shining when she plays. Matilda Winberg took a really good game, for example. Bethany adapted to a new role this game, and she does so much good for this team. The build-up, the players we have behind her. You can see a lot of good stuff in that game, and we dare to do it against Man United away, which is very good. And also see that we are defending well when we need to defend. But I think we also need to improve so we don't defend too much in a game. We want to have the ball. We want to be an attacking team. So, but overall, it's like away game again. I think that was the first point ever we took against Man United away. So, I mean, you need to look at it in that those eyes as well. But overall, good performance.
Thank you.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm fine.
You mentioned last week that there has been sustainable growth in the team's performance from the start of the season. And right now we're coming to the end of the season. Do you feel like a goal for next season could be a Champions League qualifying spot for Spurs?
I hope so. I mean, when they signed me and we discussed these years I'm going to be here, I think the first year was everybody was like, we cannot just go for the Champions League first year. We need to just make sure we create a good groundwork to stand on, how we play, how we build an identity. We are there now, top six. We are playing some good football. We compete against the top teams. But on the other hand, we also see there's a lot of... it's a big gap between the top three, top four. And we have closed that gap. But they're also going to improve to next year. So if we're going to compete for the Champions League next year, it's like... We don't know that. We're going to try to do it, but we're not really stressed about it either. So if we don't really succeed next year, then it's more important to make sure we close the gap even more so the third year could be the Champions League year. So it's not like all or nothing next year to go for the Champions League. Nobody here expect that, but we want to do it. But it's more like, okay, the young players, can they grow even more? Can we find a few really good summer signings? Could the players we have already now take the next step as well? And if everything works out well, yes, then we can compete. But we are more we are here now, right now, and just want to make sure we end this season in a good way.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Okay, moving to questions online. We'll go to Emily.
Hi, Robert. I hope you're well. I just have one question about scheduling, if that's all right. So the game is being played at the same time as the men's North London derby, and I can imagine a lot of Tottenham Rise will be on that game instead of Brighton. I just wondered what you thought about scheduling and what can be done to sort that issue out.
I think it's very unlucky, of course. You know, it's been the same when I was in Sweden when they choose to play the games in the same time. But quite often it's not we taking the decisions. It's the television companies, and they are, of course, also helping us a lot. So it's hard for us to just push everything to be according to our style. But it's not good for us because probably we will lose a few fans at the stadium. And in the future, we run and make sure that our fans can watch both the men's team and the women's team. And I think we always try to push for that. But we also respect the TV companies and how they need to find schedules for everything. And Arsenal was in the Champions League. And if they were promoted, who knows if they can move that game or so on. But this, you know, we are a small part of a big system here in England. So we just need to respect that as well. But we're pushing everything we can to make sure we don't play in the same time as the men's team.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Cheers.
Thanks. Damien?
Hi, Robert. Just one from me.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
As well, players, obviously you have something huge to look forward to in the cup final. We have big games to play before then. How do you stop the cup final becoming a distraction over this next couple of weeks?
I think everything we work with in the training ground, my leadership is about being present. That's the one of the lead words we have, and that's always focusing on here and now and what we should do. And also enjoy that we have something to look forward to. But everything we do is here and now, so the training is the most important thing right now, and the game on Sunday will be the most important thing if you look at the game. And that's what we're working all time. We know we have yoga instructors doing yoga with the players. We make sure we have really good focus on here and now. And if you can do that, then you can handle these games. So if you look at Man United away last week, we had a lot of questions about the final and everything. And then we stepped into that game and did a really good performance. So I think the players show that they can handle both. And I think that's being a professional. And I think we have the players who can handle that.
Thank you.
Alex.
You've got four matches left, three at home against teams that you go into the matches as favourites. Are you at all looking at the point that you could potentially break the points record this season, or is it still just all about performances?
I'm aware of what points we have and that we can actually have the highest points ever for this team, and I'm aware that we can actually finish fourth, which is the highest position in the table as well. On the other hand, we don't really get too much about those points or that place in the table, because you don't get the Champions League point, you don't get a lot of money used to reach those points. So yes, I want to do it because it's nice to take steps in that journey. But on the other hand, I want to make sure we play even better football, because that's what going to take us to the titles in the future. So we are more focusing on how to play a really good attacking football against Brighton than taking those 3 points so we can make sure we get the highest score ever. But those comes hand in hand. If you have a good performance, if you play very well football, you have a bigger chance to get those points, and then I'm going to be happy with those points. But we're focusing on the performance more than the result right now.
And you've got four midfield options in recent weeks with Evelina, Kit Graham, Drew Spence and Olga. Do you think you've found your perfect kind of like midfield partnership yet, or is it all dependent on the team you're playing and the tactics?
It's not too much about who we're playing. It's more about how we look in all over the starting 11 and how they train and so on. And we also have Petzelberger, who has done really good stuff in there as well. So we actually have five players who can dictate that position. Drew Spence has been amazing when she came back from the injury. Olga started this season so good. Kit and Pes was doing a lot of good games when they were injured. So for me, it's make sure to try to have a good competition and find the right player for the right moment. And it's not always to start the game. I think sometimes... If you look at those positions, it's like Kit Graham has been on the bench a few games, but she probably played most minutes the last games because she's coming in, and then it's overtime in the semifinal and the quarterfinal. So that's the next step for this club, to have a lot of good players to make sure they can compete and handle that, because the top three teams have that. But they're doing it really good, and they are really good characters who just push each other and help each other. So, and then I just need to find the right players for the right game, but they all are a part of this journey, so I just need to find ways to motivate them and make sure they understand their role.
Perfect. Good luck on Sunday.
Cheers.
We'll go to Dan.
Hi, Robert. Hope you're well. I just want to ask, back to Brighton again. I think away from home, prior to the goalless draw West Ham, I think they scored 14 goals in three away games. And the goals were shared across, you know, seven or eight different players. So, you know, when they've got so many different goal threats, does that make kind of the preparation different?
Not really. I mean, of course, we know that Terland is their main scorer, and she scored a lot of goals, and how she scored the goals. But the main thing when you're focusing on the opponent is more like, how do they play? Do they have a certain pattern? Do they press high? How should we press their build up? Where is the strength they have, and so on? So it's not so much about who's playing, actually. And I think Brighton have a big squad. They're using quite many players this year. So not really, actually. We just want to focus on how we want to play and how we can hurt their way of playing.
I just want to ask about Elna Heap, who obviously signed a new long-term contract. It feels like you've got such depth in that goalkeeping department, obviously with Becky and Barbara as well. So what do you want to see from Elna in the future, and how do you ultimately keep three really good goalkeepers happy?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think Eleanor from day one to now has improved so much. So the first weeks, you didn't know, okay, what level can she have? But working with Perry, the goalkeeper coach here, and her improvement here, and a few long games as well, she's taken big steps. And I would say now she's actually competing with the other two goalkeepers to be in the squad, and that's actually quite good development for this short time. Then you don't know for next season how we're going to end up with. But we're going to have three goalkeepers, and we need to make sure they can handle the competition and everything. They're quite different, all the goalkeepers. And some games you might need a different goalkeeper or whatever, but it's also about self-confidence and grow into these roles. And right now, Eleanor is very keen to train and learn a lot. And I think the next step for her will be to compete and actually try to break into the squad and get minutes. And that's what we want in all positions. But that's a later problem, I would say, to make sure I have a good plan to make all of them happy, which is impossible in one way. But I can motivate them to keep working, and then we'll see how it goes.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Robert. Best of luck for the weekend. Thank you.
Cheers.
Jerome?
Hi, Robert. You mentioned earlier about the want to dictate the game. Against Leicester and Manchester United, you went behind in both games, and although you did come back well, I just wondered if that's something that you're conscious about and that you've spoken about with the team this week about starting well?
I mean, we actually came back a few games this year, so I'm not really concerned if they score an early goal. Brighton did it as well when we played against them away. Because we can actually keep going, because we really want to play our football, which is a strength and a show that we have character. I think the Leicester game, we started good for 7-8 minutes until they scored, and then we didn't really play well until the second half. Man United, we started well, and then they created that goal and have the momentum, and then we came back and played some good football the rest of the first half. So we want to do the whole first half. We want to dictate the game, but we know that the opponent also want to do that. So I don't really, really care about the goals in the game. We need to make sure we stay to the play we want to do, because if you do that for 90 minutes, you have a big chance to win the game. But you also need to make sure you find ways to win every game. And sometimes they score a goal, sometimes the ref do a bad call for us, or sometimes we do mistakes. But you need to just keep focus and keep going. And that's what we're doing. And yes, we want to dictate the game more. We want to have a better start. And we don't want to receive goals in early games. But you do that sometimes, and then you just need to deal with that. So I'm fine with that as well, because I know the players can handle it.
Stadium. We know that playing WSL matches at the men's stadium is massive for the sport. Having said that, you know, Spurs women have only played one WSL fixture so far this season, compared to quite a few with Arsenal and Chelsea. I just wondered, is that something that you would like to see increase going into next season? Is that something that you've been speaking about with both boards?
Yeah, I mean, we had a plan this year to have a few more, and then different movement of games and so on didn't make it happen. I was invited to the board meeting a few weeks ago discussing this, and everybody's keen that we want to raise that and have more games there. And they showed it directly by adding the FA Cup semi-final at the stadium. So I think everybody here wants to have more games there, and we just want to make sure we grow organic with everything, so we don't just go there and have every game there and we have an empty stadium. We want to make sure we have the right games to grow for it, and then grow the fan base and grow the performance. And now this year is two excellent games there, right? So the plan is to keep going for that, and then after this season, we just need to make sure what games is the most important next year. Should we add all of them, half of them? You know, we're going to have a good plan, but we want to do this the real way, and that's what we're doing.
Thank
Cheers.
Rachel.
She played in Sweden was better than at Spurs Women at the moment. And I wondered, are there things that either you or she and other Swedish players might be able to bring? And what do you think those would be?
I think Hammarby in Sweden have done something really amazing by bringing all their fans. Hammarby is a club in Sweden. They go to all the games in men's football, women's football, handball, ice hockey and everything, so they have a fan base to go to all the sports, which is quite unique. And when they build the big games at that stadium, they are singing a lot in Sweden, and they have this tifo and everything. So of course, when you compare to that and where we are right now, I get it, but it's only them. It's not none other club in the Scandinavia is doing that. It's quite unique, but I think it's a good thing, because then you can bring that attitude here and make sure we grow, because we are growing here. And I can tell you it's a lot more big than other teams in Sweden. It's actually better than some of the men's team as well. So yes, I like that attitude. And I think Matilda will bring that cool girl attitude to this club as well, because she's not afraid to speak out. And I like that.
Thanks. And you also, just sort of thinking about her in that interview, she also talked about coming to Spurs because she thought she was going to get game time, which she obviously is getting game time, as compared to if she'd gone to Chelsea. I guess as the club gets stronger and the squad gets stronger, that's kind of this. You don't have that to offer quite as easily, do you? I mean, is that something you're having to balance and thinking about recruitment this summer, in that you have a stronger squad already and it's harder to kind of make those promises when you're competing for players?
It's two ways to see it. I mean, I never promise anyone game time, because it's impossible. But when you recruit, you can make sure you recruit players with X factors that fits the way we want to play. I think the men's team is doing the same. They want to sign players who want to be here, that fits the way we want to play. So when we find those players, we really want to make sure that they know their role, how they should compete. So I'm quite honest in my talks with the next signings, how we see them. If they are younger, you're going to compete directly. There's proof in this squad that you can actually play even if you're young or old, but you need to do the work, and you might need time, you might take it directly. And then I just hope that they buy into that, and if they're not, then they shouldn't be here. So it's quite easy, actually. And the only thing now is that we can actually pick and choose even more, because more players want to come here, and we can actually choose what kind of players we want to have. Before, we might just chasing the players that were available, but now we can actually find different characters, and then we can pick and choose even better. On the other hand, it's exactly the players like Matilda we want to have, who are ready to do work. And she didn't play too much in the beginning, but she knew that, because we talk about it. And she's actually earlier than her schedule, that's starting against Man United away. I thought perhaps she will not start any game until the next season, but she's ahead of her schedule, and I like that.
And just again, just in terms of recruitment, Eleanor got a three-and-a-half-year deal. Is your intention to try and sort of increase the length of the deals that players are getting who come to Spurs or who get re-signed?
Yeah, I think the good thing for Häcken when I worked there was to sign long contracts with the young players, because then you have time to work with them and develop them. And if somebody want to buy them, they need to pay quite much money. The problem now is that I cannot get them. The main thing, we want to do the same here. So if we have young players with long contracts, we know that we're going to work with them for a long time, and so we can invest in them a lot of with time, with staff members and everything. And then we also know that if somebody want to buy them, we can actually get a return of the investment. So I think that, yes, we want to do that, and we want to make sure we have these players who want to be here for many years. So I think you will absolutely see more long contracts with the players we sign.
Thank you. Good luck for
Sunday. Cheers.
Thanks. Chris.
Hello, Robert. Of course, the FA Cup final tickets went on sale this week. They sold out immediately. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the tremendous support you're receiving from the fans at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I heard some rumour about it looks good with the tickets there, and I just think it's wonderful that the fans is behind us and want to make sure that they support us at Wembley. So for me, it's like just a proof that we are building this organic growth with the club together with the fans. And you know, it makes me so happy, because when we were at the stadium the other week, and you know, 18,000-19,000 singing and cheering and helping us to win that game. And when we go to the final now, the tickets is it's heavily that many want to watch that game. And I mean, it makes me proud, because that's the main thing why we do this, is for the fans. It's not for me or for the players. It's actually for them to enjoy their club. And so that's cool.
Sorry, Chris, just on mute. We'll just unmute you again.
Sorry, Robert. Following on from that, of course, the Spurs women have a lot of international fans as well. Just wanted to get your thoughts on the men's team today announcing they're going to be going to Japan. Is that the kind of thing that you would like to do in pre-season in the future with the women?
I think you need to look at this as both a football club, but also to make sure we grow with our fan base. I know that we have fans all over the world. I know the men's team is normally go on different parts of the world. And I think, of course, we're going to do that with the women's team as well. But once again, we are very young as a women's club. And I think we just need to take every step in the right order, so we don't just follow the men and do everything what as the men's do. We're going to make sure we do everything in the right order. And yes, we're going to brand ourselves. We're going to probably go on different trips in the future. Who knows already next year. But the main thing is we don't need to just do exactly the same as the men's team doing now. We need to grow step by step. And in the future, we're probably going to see fans all over the world. And we're going to go on tours all over the world. But one step at a time.
Hey, Robert, good luck.
Cheers.
Okay, thank you very much.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.